local toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Number you brought to you is brought to you by Sickle CAI. It is Mark with you.
And JJ.
As you may be able to tell at this point, Ian is out. He is running off doing some kind of activism or another. And I'm certain we'll have freedom by the end of the show as a result. 855, you can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. The website, freetalklive.com, is also available to you. You can go there and link to stories, videos, blog posts, whatever you want. Share them with people. People can vote them up, vote them down. You can do the same. It's one big share and vote and community over there at freetalklive.com. So, JJ.
Yes, sir.
I got a really... But, you know, I guess I'm not surprised. I know these things happen, but I'm somewhat stunned. This story is from myfoxdetroit.com. Westland, Michigan. This is written by Ron Savage out of WJBK. She arrived home after work at Woodcrest Apartments in Westland, but was frozen in fear when she saw her front door had been kicked in. "My mom called me, said that someone had kicked in the door," said Sean Street. "I actually got dressed. I drove her to her house. Probably took me approximately an hour to get there." He called 911 to report his mother's break-in, then hustled from his West Bloomfield home to his mom's apartment in Wayne Road in Westland. He said it took him 1 hour. Now, he and his mom were waiting for the police. Sean called 911 again. Said he waited 1 more hour. Still, no police. So he made a third call to 911. Did he lose his temper? Actually... there was no profanity whatsoever. I was very polite with them. The officer actually seemed very polite. And also he told me, "Let us handle it. Don't take matters into your own hands." He said a witness claimed he saw the guys break in and that a person waited for the police to arrive. He said that he talked to the witness upstairs. The witness wouldn't tell him exactly who it was. He just told him that it was two guys wearing black hoodies and that there was nothing they could do about it. That's what Street said.
Right.
I asked him if they would have come in time. Let's see. If they would have come on time, the guys would have still been there. He said, "If you want to have a faster response time, contact the mayor and see if we can arrive on time and faster with see if we can have more police officers."
Wow. So that's the response for the failed attempt by the person to get some sort of police protection.
Right, and this is what I want people to understand from this story. You believe that you get services from the government.
Well, he called 911 three times, Mark. I expect that
over the course of 2 hours.
Right, I expect that there's like three droves of police that respond to this request, and that basically it's like you can't even drive down the road. You know how cops respond in certain situations. There's like six or seven police cars and... You know, all kinds of lights.
I wouldn't propose to know how things are in Detroit. Maybe you can just drive as fast as you want there because there's just not enough police, but I doubt it. But, you know, I mean, this poor fella. Now, there's a little more story here. So there was no arrest. Then a week later, Sean Street got a misdemeanor ticket in the mail. The ticket read, "Malicious use of communications device, misuse of 911, and then he must appear in court. The ticket says that Street repeatedly called 911, escalating a police run because he was unhappy with the response time. If convicted, he faces a $500 fine and 90 days in jail.
Wow. Okay, so let me get this straight. This gentleman called 911 because there was a break-in happening at this location. He
That's
called
right.
three times.
Yeah.
And there was no response from the police any of the three times.
They didn't come out.
And their actual response was a period of time later they sent him a ticket.
Yeah, he got a ticket.
To extract $500 from him.
Yeah, that's what happened in this circumstance. Now, I'm not sure you can draw the conclusion that this is what would happen every time, but it clearly says that, you know, you're not the top priority of the department.
Wow, this is interesting. Now, I'm kind of guessing this guy is probably low on the socioeconomic strata, if you will.
I couldn't tell you what his income is. I could tell you he did create the offense of calling these people while being black.
Oh, well, there we go.
But I don't know that I don't know what conclusion you would necessarily draw from that. Maybe it has to do with the skin color. Maybe it's just that they, you know,
or the neighborhood, sure. or just
maybe it's the, I have no idea. I mean, I wouldn't be able to speak to Westland, Detroit, you know, Michigan. I don't know where that is. Somewhere near Detroit is all I know. And but you know, the average person listening says to themselves, well, we can't do without this top-down tyrannical state that we have because we must have its services, services like police and things like that. And I want them to understand that these services aren't services at all. The services of coming to your house and checking on burglaries are really just a prelude to keeping the bureaucracy running.
Sure.
If it was their main priority to serve and protect, then that's what they would have done in this circumstance. They would have served and protected this woman. I mean, on the first call, if the cops would have arrived within, you know, a 5-minute response time or whatever, they would have at the probably caught the guys in the apartment, according to the witness.
Right.
But instead, they took at least 3 hours, and then they, you know, later gave the guy a ticket for calling too often.
And see, this is bothering us. Right. This is exactly why sort of like we had the Plymouth State University activism happen and the idea of gun-free zones. And yes,
it's a very important aspect. I mean, I don't know what the gun laws are in Detroit, but I suspect that they're onerous.
Right.
I suspect that they are not very good. And, you know, if this woman had had a gun on her, maybe things would be different. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't think that shooting somebody in your apartment because they're stealing some of your stuff is a good response. But, you know, might be able to hold them there until the police come 3 hours later. I don't know.
Or you could at least frighten them off by telling them, hey, I've got a gun, and if you don't get out, I'm going to shoot you.
It looks like they had plenty of time to get out.
Yeah.
the cops gave them plenty of time to get out. Don't worry.
Yeah, so
everybody's safe.
The old saying is, you know, police are minutes away.
Yeah, when seconds count, cops are only minutes away.
Exactly. Now, in this case, it's more like hours.
Yeah,
and
hours.
In fact, indefinite, because they didn't actually show up. So.
I don't think there's nothing in the story that states they actually showed up, but he does seem to have had a conversation after the third call, so maybe they did show up. I don't know.
I think this is a perfect example of never take a plea type activism, where this man is charged. He's charged with something. He's got a ticket that he has to pay $500 for. And so taking it to court and highlighting the absurdity of this situation, I think, is in the best interest of pretty much everyone in Detroit, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if this is, is this a singular Detroit thing? I've heard of stories like this happening. They've happened all over. They tend to happen in metropolitan areas. I don't know. I mean, is it a police union issue? Is it a color issue? Is it a being in a city? Is it a metropolitan issue?
Well,
I wouldn't be able to say.
We've had past stories on the show that talk about how at least suburbs or little parts of Detroit aren't even able, from the municipality standpoint, aren't able to pay for the electricity for the streetlights.
Yeah.
So I can see
that's Detroit too. Portions of Detroit, they're just shutting it down.
They are. There's no money coming in. A lot of the people who have houses in that area have been foreclosed on, so they're not paying property taxes, and obviously the money isn't getting funneled through to the protection racket. So there's less police, I'm sure, and those police that are there, who knows how busy they are or how stretched thin or whatever.
When does RoboCop come? Is what I want to know. I mean, it's about time, and it's Detroit, right? RoboCop's supposed to show up.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, it'd be a lot cheaper than these law enforcement officers that apparently can't show up for 3 hours.
Well,
because there's just not enough of them.
I think this is a good case where maybe, as you said, shooting burglars isn't the right answer, but an armed
populace.
Some
people are going to do it, though.
An armed populace will discourage a lot of this sort of behavior.
Sure.
Just in people knowing, well, I'm not going to go to this one area because the gun laws there are so lax that pretty much everyone that can own a gun does.
Well, one thing you can be certain of is that things like this cause people to sort of band together in their own little gangs to protect their neighborhood. And essentially, they're incentivizing a vigilante corps.
Yep, exactly.
855-450-3733. Have we got it all wrong here? I mean, you know, tell me where I've gone off the rails. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Get in the zone. your car's battery is over 4 years old, it could be living on borrowed time. And they always seem to fail at the worst possible time. So get yours checked today, free, at AutoZone. And if you need a new one, get Duralast. Duralast batteries are proven tough and built with patented technologies, so you can count on them all year long in any weather. And they're only at AutoZone. So get your battery tested today, because parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalcourse.com and claim your free urban survival mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalcourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Myfreesurvivalcourse.com. Or call 866-505-7934. 866-505-7934. You'll be glad you did.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the Staples toll-free caller line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And check out freetalklive.com. Over there we have all kinds of different ways for you to listen. You may be listening on one of our more than 100 great radio stations out there, or XM. We're on XM also. We've got satellite options of free to air. If you've got free to air or satellite at your house, we have a channel on there. There's the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, and even listening, the listen lines where you can call in from a telephone and listen to Free Talk Live that way if that's what you wish to do. All kinds of ways to listen, and you can find out more about them at listen.freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
And JJ.
It's the live Thursday night edition, so feel free to give us a call at 855-450-3733. JJ, we were talking about this situation where this this fella, I believe it's Sean Street, his mother's house got broken into. He lived about an hour away, so he called the cops, and then he drove to his mom's house and arrived, and no one was there. So he called them again and sat around for an hour and called them again. And then, I from what I can tell in the story, finally they did show up at some point. Now, we don't know when, but at some point they, you know, let's say it's shortly after the two-hour time frame. Now, the burglars were still in place, according to a witness, when he made his first phone call. So if they would have gotten there very quickly, they would have been able to sort it out. And, of course, the I think that there's some psychology to this. If the cops would have been Johnny on the spot on this one, I wonder how the witness would have reacted. Because the witness refused to give the names of the people, or, you know, did not give the names of the people, whereas he may have known them. Sean indicates that the witness knew who these people were, but the cop didn't get the information out of them. Do you think that they maybe understood the cop's lackadaisical attitude about this situation? Why would, if you were the witness, why would you put yourself in danger if the cops take 2.5 hours to show up? It certainly doesn't look like they're going to catch these people.
Right, right.
I'm more likely to get a bullet in the head by telling you who they are than not.
Well, I think it shows the witness that, the police don't really have an incentive to help out. You know, they got the call, and the witness gets, hopefully feels like they're going to show up so they can give this information and make right this wrong that's been committed in his community. And so when the cops don't show up for the couple hours, well, clearly they don't care about it, so why should I care about it? Why should I go through and stick my neck out, go through these efforts and help them?
And it's sticking your neck out real far, too. I mean, the witness stuck his neck out just by talking to the police, but... And for no good reason. I mean, you know, obviously Sean Street's mom's stuff is never going to be recouped by people that took 2.5 hours to get there when, you know, they had the opportunity to catch these people in the act. But, you know, if this witness gets into a situation where these people are coming after him as retribution for speaking to the police, and the government in Detroit, I imagine, has disarmed this person and made it very difficult for them to arm themselves, and... they know that the cops are going to take 2.5 hours to show up to scrape their dead body off the floor and toss them in the back of a garbage truck and drive them off.
Right. They definitely
don't. Why in the world would they do that?
They wouldn't. They wouldn't do that. I mean, if the officer's showing up this late and he's got an attitude about it, and in fact he sends this this gentleman who called the 911 ticket.
Hadn't even mentioned that yet. Right, Sean Street, after he's dealt with the situation, this terrible service from the people of Detroit, the police of Detroit, then gets a ticket in the mail for hassling them,
right,
for making 3 telephone calls to 911 over the course of 2 hours trying to get some service. Now let's say he's exaggerated and it was an hour and a half, 15 minutes. It's still crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, what you pay your taxes and pay your taxes and pay your taxes for that minute, that moment in time that you're going to need the police inside of a decade.
Right, exactly. And not only that, but if you look at the free market response to these sorts of things is an incentive structure that rewards people that do certain deeds that the business thereof would be happy that they did. Like, let's say if the officer showed up within 5 minutes of a phone call, he gets, a $10 bonus on his paycheck, or whatever, a $20 bonus. You know what I'm saying? Those sorts of things where the free market has done with sales and has done with marketing and all sorts of commission-based jobs out there, if they can do the same thing with this protection racket,
mm-hmm.
but of course the state doesn't have an incentive to follow that sort of structure.
Well, the average person, I wouldn't be able to say, but I would suspect that the average person, as far as protection goes, what they pay to police, if they would be able to take that same amount of money and pay it to a security company, they would probably get better service for their money.
Sure.
What people's concern tends to be is, well, what about the criminals? You know, we have to have somebody go out there and sweep up the criminals. It's not protecting people against the criminals, but actually going out and getting them. And I couldn't say how entirely that would work, but I suspect strongly people would want that, that there would be a demand in the marketplace, and that people would then that there would be a response to that. The problem is if you try to provide... look, this guy got a ticket for making three telephone calls to 911. He was attempting to protect his mother.
But you're a voluntary firefighter, and so do they charge someone when they go out?
No.
There are some fire departments that charge. I think that's a much better model. Like,
I see value in it. Let's go to Eric in Florida. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, I talked to you guys the other day from Louisiana.
Okay.
And so we're on our way to the Free State Project, moving to Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, excellent.
And we just had a really terrible night last night. We bought this RV in San Francisco.
Okay.
And I guess it has the same plates from the original plates that was in the car like 25 years ago. And
okay.
California is faded out.
All right.
So you can't read this. You can read the tags are good. You can read that you can read the numbers, but you can't read California. So we were on Highway 75 coming through Gainesville, and I was going 65 in a 70 behind a truck, you know, at night.
Okay.
Trying to keep my family safe. And a cop pulls me over.
Okay.
And he says, license and registration. I give him that. He said, can you step out of the car, please? I was like, well, yeah. What's this all about? He's like, I can't read the California. I couldn't read the state on your license, but that's why I'm pulling you over. So I get out. I'm standing in the back of the car, next to this police car, and I say, you know, this really strange reason to pull somebody over, especially on a dangerous highway like this at night, and you're putting my family in danger because of this minor traffic offense. And
himself too.
Right. Right.
Yeah. 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 So he says, where are you going? I said, Disney World. And I saw canine on his bulletproof vest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And I thought, right there, oh, they're looking for drugs and money, right?
They often do with RVs, that's for sure. Eric, I want to hear the rest of this, if you'll just hold the line here.
Sure.
855-450-3733. Call in. Talk about what you want to talk about. This situation with the guy who's calling 911 and getting a ticket for it in Detroit, or your experiences getting pulled over by the police. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse.
course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and 3-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
.855-453, that is the SACL toll-free call-in line here at the live Thursday night edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and JJ.
855-450-3733. The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you'd need a boat. Not just any boat, a life yacht. It's a stable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own food, and has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV ashore. With a life yacht, you could be free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. You can be involved in this project, this amazing idea, for as little as $1,000, and actually $900 of it's put in escrow. So it's not even at risk until they actually get things rolling and producing these. And the commitment of as few as 8 months. Go find out more about this project to create life yachts at ericksoncouncil.com. Again, it's ericksoncouncil.com. 855-450-3733. Let's go back to Eric in Florida. Eric, you were driving an older RV in Florida, heading off to Disney World with the family. And the plates from the RV were somewhat faded, and so the word California was bleached out by the sun, and the police pulled you over on the side of the interstate. Can you go ahead?
Yes. And so, like I said, he took me out of the car, and then he asked me, "Where are you going?" I said, "Disney World with my family." Who's in the car? My wife and my 22-month-old baby daughter. And I said, you know, it's really strange you pulled me over just for a minor infraction on this dangerous highway and putting my family at risk here. And he said, hold on here for a minute. And then he went and proceeded to go knock on the RV door. And I said, excuse me, officer, but, you know, you don't have probable cause to talk to my wife or my daughter. You know, this is a house on wheels. You should be only talking with me. And I know this because my mom worked for the police for 30 years and my uncle's a judge in California. And he disregarded anything I said. He continued. My wife opened the door and he asked her the same questions. Where are you going? How long are you going to be there? And she's told him the same thing. Then he proceeded to remove them from the car, brought them back, stand by me, and then another car showed up. Another canine unit.
So this is clearly a fishing expedition for them to sniff around the vehicle and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I said, I saw the dog walking past me. I said, hey, officer, I'm not giving you, you have no probable cause to search my car. He said, I don't need probable cause. Now, I don't know what the laws are in California, but it's different here. We have state and federal laws that allow us to search your car.
Well, they can run a dog around it. If the dog alerts, then they've got you. See, essentially, what he was doing was stalling because he can't hold you on the side of the road without too long. Essentially, he can hold you long enough to conduct his business, but he can't just hold you there. So if it takes 2 hours for the canine unit to come, then he's out of luck. But since it came relatively quickly, they can run a canine unit around the vehicle. But you could have demanded your ticket.
You know, this was
sure.
1 minute. I was stopped. The second minute, the second canine unit showed up, and another minute, a sheriff's deputy showed up. This big guy and said, "We're being respectful to you. Why aren't you being respectful to me?" And he's got his hand on his hips and he's towering over me. Mm-hmm. And I said, "You're not being respectful for me because I'm telling you, you don't have probable cause to search my car for such a minor." Thing. I said, "You didn't smell marijuana. You didn't see a weapon in the car. There's no alcohol in my breath." And they just disregarded. And so he said, what I want you to do you have any drugs? No. Any weapons in the car? No. Any large amounts of cash in the car? No. And he said, is there anything in there that we're going to find that's going to be illegal? And I said, well, the only thing I could think of is that, you know, I've lived in Ukraine for the last 7 years. I come back here, I'm buying gas at Chevron, and they've got this fake marijuana sitting there, you know?
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's that stuff they've always been talking about. Now they're selling it at Chevron. Yeah, so I said, what's the most popular one? I bought it. And I smoked it. It was relatively similar to marijuana. I was surprised about that. And he said, well, that's illegal. I said, but I bought it in Panama City yesterday. Or 2 days ago. He said, but it's illegal. I said, then why are you cops going after the small guys like us when you should be going after Chevron, the dealer?
Yeah. And I mean, there's no guarantee it is illegal. He just,
he might not even know what the laws are pertaining to anything. He's just probably pushing you around because he can.
Marijuana cures cancer, and that's why it's illegal. And,
so the answer to this is, when he asks you if you have anything that might be illegal, is, are you asking me to incriminate myself?
Really, that's a good thing to
remember. I mean, if you want to ask me any more questions, you can direct them through my attorney. Can I? Mm-hmm. Am I free to go?
Yeah, that's the thing is, once you start giving him answers, he's going to keep asking questions.
Sure.
And then once he's got you answering questions, he'll keep asking right down the line of questions to that sort of type of question.
Yeah, you were outraged, as rightly so, and he had you on the defensive.
Yeah, it was very intimidating, and all I could do is think about the big trucks rolling by, and my family right there, you know?
Like
I wanted to get out there as fast
time,
as possible.
Every time one of them goes by, the whole RV rocks. You know, you get this big face full of dust. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just want to get off the side of the road, sure.
So I said, you know, you guys are going to do whatever you want to do anyway. So what do you want me to do? And he said, well, I want you to sit in our police car while we search your car. I said, but you have no probable cause. And the same thing over and over. And I said, okay, but your car over there is really close to the highway. I don't want to sit in that. Can I sit in this car? He said, well, the dog's in that car. I don't think you want to sit in that car. I said, you're not going to have the dog search inside the car? And they said, well, the dog said it's a positive. So we're going to check it ourselves.
So the dog alerted on the vehicle?
Yeah. So he said, what I'll do for you is I'll move my car over farther on the shoulder away from the road. And I'm just like, whatever, okay, I just want to get out of here. So he puts me, my wife, and my baby in the car. And the first thing I look over to Sophie and I said, wow, you've only been in America for a month, and you're already in the back of a police car. And that's exactly why I'm moving to the Free State Project, because of all the, you know, my whole life I've seen this. You know, most of the last 22 years I've lived in Europe, where there's really no problem with the police. If you just, you know, if you don't bother anybody, there's no problem.
Yeah.
And
a lot of Americans don't get that. I mean, they hear what they hear about Europe over there, but they don't understand that the police in Europe are not nearly as intrusive as they are here in the United States. They're not as concerned with things like drugs or that kind of thing. I mean, there are fewer than a tenth of the people in prison over in Europe than there are over here. And it's not because they have this rash of burglaries. It's not because they've got knifings all over the place. Europe tends to be safer than the United States, but, you know, I mean, it's
50% of drugs use nonviolent drug offenders here in America. That's why there's filled with prisons. You know, prisons are filled with people.
Right, and another good large percentage are violent drug users who would not otherwise be violent. By violent, I mean they have maybe possession of a firearm while they have these drugs and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that doesn't, they call that violent. I mean, you don't have to have actually used the weapon for it to be violent.
We got in the car, I whispered to my wife, don't say anything, you know, really bad, incriminating, because they're probably recording this, you know. And so 15 or 20 minutes we're sitting in that car and they're going through the whole thing, and they finally come out and they say, okay, we didn't find anything, and we're not gonna bust you for the spice, even though it is a felony, they said.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not worried about that. And we're just going to give you a warning. And so they left the deputy sheriff left, and it was just me and the two K-9 guys, cops, right? And so he said, here's the warning, and what you should do is, I think you should get a new license plate. You know, so it's readable for us, you know?
Right, then they'll have to find some other reason to pull you over. Eric, thanks for the call. I hope to see you up here soon. Give us a call at 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Hi, Mike Pence with Midas Resources Incorporated, Senior Monetary Specialist. With foreign countries going bankrupt and states within the United States going bankrupt, not to mention all the Ponzi schemes in the marketplace, do you think your money and investments are safe? Of course not. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. I can help answer any questions you have about protecting your money, whether it be personal possession or holding precious metals in an IRA. Gold carries a 6,000-year history. It is the only real and lasting money in the world. Paper currencies have come and gone. Governments have toppled. The world map has changed many times, and yet gold still thrives in almost every country. Gold is the ultimate store of wealth. Central banks continue to maintain reserves of gold. Common sense begs the question, why? Let me help you answer that question. Call me, Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181. Call now, and I will send you free information on precious metals. Call Mike Pence, 1-800-686-2237, extension 181.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453, the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And JJ.
Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The phone lines are brought to you by SACL CAI. SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. They do collections. They do early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They do their business in a way that maybe you wouldn't expect from a collections company, which is that they treat your customers with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. They provide solutions to your vexing tasks of collections. It's you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. They've been a sponsor of Free Talk Live for a very, very long time. We thank them for it. SACL CAI. So, JJ, here's another from the news of the weird, and by weird I mean the government and its weird actions all the time. This is from MyFoxTampaBay.com, written by Doug Smith. He works over Fox 13 over there. Largo, is it a crime to wish bad karma on someone? Pinellas County teenager says she was suspended from school and charged with a crime just for posting a karma comment on her Facebook page. Allie Scott is a junior at Osceola High School. The 16-year-old says it all started in school in the school parking lot last month when she parked her brother's car in another girl's spot. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was in high school, we didn't have spots.
No, I didn't either.
So I don't know if this is the kind of thing where someone claims it's their spot and it's not. I don't know. She was asked to move it, and when she did, at the end of the day, the car had been scratched up with a key.
Okay.
Without naming who she thought did it, she posted the comment on her Facebook page, "Oh, so you keyed my car. Your karma is going to be a whole lot worse than that." She wound up in the office, and her mom was called. Started crying immediately. "I didn't know what to say. I've never been in trouble before," Allie said. Her mother drove to school and also went to the office to meet with administrators. I had no idea what she was in trouble for and the severity of it until we got to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, said Paula Scott. Allie was charged with stalking by the sheriff's office. She has a court hearing next week. Cecilia Barrera a spokeswoman for the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, who I assume sleeps very well at night, said the agency cannot comment on the case because it is an open investigation and she is a juvenile. We can do whatever we want. We don't have to tell you because the woman in question is a juvenile.
That's right. So that the
and
fact
they wouldn't anyway, because it's open case.
Right. It's their blanket statement. Of course, we can't tell you anything because we don't know exactly what we need to say to get rid of this problem.
Right. And we will. we 3 years from now, when this case is closed, then you can ask us for a comment. I mean, this is customer service, right? These people work for you and me, supposedly. That's what the claim is,
sure,
all the time. This is the kind of customer service this organization provides. They charge a 16-year-old with stalking for writing. What makes, oh, so you keyed my car? Your karma is going to be a whole lot worse than that? To no one in particular? On her Facebook page?
Right.
It's crazy.
That's not even like you're threatening someone. I don't see how they could even construe that as a threat.
Well, they have her in custody, so they might as well charge her. Because they're going to charge her some money.
So what do they charge her with?
Stalking.
Stalking. So they charged her to stalking, but who is she stalking?
What difference does it make?
Well, no, I think there is a difference. You have to be stalking someone. You can't just be stalking.
More than 99% of people, fewer than 1% of people that get charged with something make it to court. That means that she's likely to settle.
That's right.
She'll take a plea bargain, and they'll get some amount of money out of her, either from probationary fees or fines or whatever. So why in the world would they bother doing anything else? Of course.
I suppose.
They've got her. Charge her. High-profile criminal attorney John Trevenia has said that he's seen his share of strange cases and even finds this one almost too bizarre to believe. Now, when you hire this guy, likely,
okay,
you're going to spend more on him than you are on the fees that go to the government. I mean, it's this catch-22 that they've got you in. Once they get their laser beam set on you, you are screwed.
Well, I think that you're right to a large extent. There's a lot going on, and not everybody is capable of taking a case before a judge or jury by themselves. But we've certainly seen that happen here a lot in Keene, where individuals have been able to mount their own legal defense. Now, that doesn't mean they've always been successful, obviously. But I think if more individuals were to take their cases to court, like we've talked about Eric and his situation, or the guy before Eric. The guy with a ticket for calling 911 three times.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these are so absurd that they're going to be dropped before the trial even happens in most cases.
And that's one of the reasons that we advertise Jurisdictionary at jurisdictionary.com on the show, is to give you some ability. Because a lot of these cases are just such a deck of cards, such a house of cards, that they'll just fall over with the slightest resistance from individuals. Most people don't resist. They don't resist at all. And that's what happened likely with this girl.
Now, my question is, you said she posted this during school. And then
I don't know that she posted. No, I think she posted it after she got home. She found her car after school, went home, and posted
on Facebook. Okay, she posted on Facebook at home. And then the next day, she was brought into the office.
Yes.
So, like, the first period or whatever, the first, you know, class she went to.
Yeah.
That's impressive how quickly they came around. She must
have. Well, because somebody saw it, likely the person who keyed her car. Let's go look at her Facebook page.
Right.
We really got her. Oh, that hoe. She said that she's going to get us. Let's report her to the school.
Wow.
And so they, the person who keys her car gets another one in with the help of the state.
Yes.
The organization that was put in place,
yes,
to protect the innocent.
Yes.
Supposedly. I mean, that's the idea. That's the bull crap that we're fed, is the same organization that these people then use, that this perpetrator, likely, we don't know, the perpetrator then uses against the victim.
Yeah.
Victimized twice. Victimized three times, because the mother has to pay for this bull crap. The mother has to pay for the pensions,
yep,
for these parasites calling themselves law enforcement officers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if this situation is, myfoxtampabay.com is to be believed. And I don't know. I'm not privy to all the information. But I do know that we have a police state in this country. We have 10 times as many people in prison as, like, the next country,
yep,
along the way. And that's not because of good police work.
I recently saw a new I don't know how new the documentary is, but I saw this documentary, War on Kids, basically. It's a school, anti-school documentary, and it highlights a lot of the different aspects. And one of the aspects they talked about, which probably relates to this, is the zero tolerance policy. where schools have these policies in place where you do something to violate, whether it's something you say to someone, something you do, having possession of something, and there's zero tolerance, which means the police get involved right away. There is no sort of talking to an individual one-on-one and just trying to work things out anymore. Now the policy is someone violates any of these codes, and the police are involved instantly. The state is involved.
We've seen situations with kids writing fiction, getting in trouble for writing zombie fiction about using their school as a backdrop, someplace
right.
that they're familiar with. We've seen kids with steak knives, kids with 1.5-inch blade pocket knives in their car.
Yes.
Eagle Scouts with 1.5-inch blade pocket knives in their car.
I've seen they displayed a couple.
Toy guns.
Yes, a toy gun the size of 1.5 inches
yeah.
long.
For a Lego character.
A kid drew a picture of a gun.
Yeah.
And that's all it took.
I mean, this is the insanity that is the public school system, and coupled with the arresting. I mean, at this point, school officials aren't using disciplinary measures anymore. I don't know if they're too scared or they found a better system or what. I don't know anything.
I think outsourcing the violence to the police has been basically the policy of most school districts. In that case, it insulates the administrators and the teachers from any sort of liability with disciplinary action.
And I don't understand. I do not understand. I just don't understand why the police wouldn't use, if you feel that this girl who said that karma will get you, Allie, is the perpetrator in this, which I don't understand how you could interpret it that way. But if that's the case, then why wouldn't you just try to scare her a little bit instead of charging her with something?
Maybe, here's the policy BS, is when the school calls the police for some infraction of their zero-tolerance policy, I imagine it's the police's policy to file a charge. We have to, it's sort of, now the tyranny and the sort of police state has become so ingrained that it's like, well, I'm sorry, we pushed the button, and the
yeah.
procedure has to happen
right.
now.
Right. And once the button is pushed, it seems in a lot of cases that the machine just runs you through the mill,
yeah.
grinds you up and spits you out, and whatever happens, happens. And the people everywhere along the way are just doing their job. Just doing my job. Just doing, following orders. And
if you are bitter.
Right. Just like that. Nobody has any responsibility. Oh, I didn't gas them. I didn't gas the Jews. It wasn't me.
Right.
It's and I mean, I know that that's hyperbole, but it's not inaccurate. 855-450-3733. Am I off track? Please, take me to school on this one. 855-450-FREE.
VaporSniff e-cigs revolutionize nicotine ingestion by bringing it into the 21st century. With VaporSniff, you'll enjoy all the invigorating nicotine with none of the nasty smoke. VaporSniff are clean, efficient, and tasty. 4 strengths and 10 delicious flavors. Reds, classics, Turkish, menthol, strawberry, cherry, vanilla, coffee, minty mint, and cloves. Use coupon code FTL to get 25% off your first order at Vaporsmith.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.